All right, we're going to step the top of Chedem and Aleph, 7 lines down by the Yom HaMar. The Gemara is discussing the Braita, the Machlok Tzin, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, yesterday that the Gemara said, how do we know that when we're talking about the Seir and Naseh Bifnim, that it's Mechaper on things that have Yediyah B'Tchila, Ve'en Ba Yediyah B'Sof. How do we know that's true by the Seir Bifnim? We have the Limud of Rabbi Yehuda, and we had the Limud of Rabbi Shimon. So we began discussing or dissecting the Braita yesterday. The Braita suggested that there was a Habamina, that it could be another three items that could possibly be included under Tumot, and we saw that it was Avodah Zarah, Gilui Ariot, and Shvichut Damim. So now the Gemara is going to say why they reject that Habamina, and that's based on the next line in the Braita. So the Braita says, Amar Mar, I would think on these three tumot that we mentioned, meaning these three items that have the word tuma associated with them, which is the arayot, which is alta tamu b'chalei, ki b'chalei nitmu agoyim, aloti tamu behem. We have in Parshat Maseh, we have lota tamei at aretz, which is shpichut damim. And by the case of Avodah Zarah, we have by the molech, that you shouldn't be leman tameh migdashi ulachalal lechem kodshi. So they have the word tameh used by those three, Avodah Zarah, Shvichut Damim, and Gilui Arayot. And why shouldn't they be included under the kapara that is provided by the by the Seir HaNaaseh and Bifnim? Because the Seir Bifnim says, v'chiper lakodesh mitum'ot b'nei Yisrael u'mipisheyem nichol chatotam chesen lo moed l'shachinetam toch tumatam. So that's the Chiper HaKodesh mitum'ot b'nei Yisrael. So why aren't these the tumot that are included? So the Gemara says, or Amar Mar, what we said in the Braisa Yochel, shosh tumot alal yaseir mechaper, tamar lomar mitum'ot velo kol tumot. So it says mitum'ot b'nei Yisrael. It doesn't say mi is a portion of the tumot that it's mechaper. Not on all tumot will it be mechaper. Now that's great, but then how do you know which portion is and which portion isn't? I mean, what is included and what is not included? So ma metzinu shechalak akatuv michlal kol tumot or shechilek akatuv michlal kol tumot. What do we see? Which tuma is differentiated or different than all other tumot? The tumat mikdash ukdashav. Comes to Tumat Mikdash B'dashav, that is, has a different outcome than any other Tuma. And, of course, the Chiluk that we have is that the fact that it brings a Korban Ole V'yored. Right? The fact that it brings a Korban Ole V'yored is unique in and of itself, as well as the fact that for this Tuma you do get Karet, which is also something that is somewhat unique. So you have the Chiluk Karet, you have a Korban Ole V'yored. That combination makes them unique in the Tumat Mikdash U'Kedoshav. So Mara says, wait, if that's the case, if you want to say over there, Kol Tumat Mikdash U'Mashav, Afkan Tumat Mikdash U'Kedoshav, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. My Chilek. So what's the differentiating factor? Demaiti Olevi Yared. So Ema Avodah Zarah, right? Why don't we just suggest that it's Avodah Zarah? Ma Chilek. Right? What is the differentiation or the differentiating factor by Avodah Zarah? The Maite Si'ira V'lo Kizba. So when it comes to, we spoke about this yesterday, when it comes to a regular Chatat, Parshat HaChatat is mentioned in Parshat Vayikra, and that's for any of the Chatat, for any other Aveira that involves a Chiyuv Karet when there's Mezid. B'shogeg, you bring a Chatat, that's covered by the Parsha or Chatat that's found in Parshat Vayikra. But there's another Parsha that is found in Parshat Shlach Lecha. In the middle of Shlach Lecha, there's another Parsha of Korban Chatat. There, Chazal Darshan, that Parsha in Shlach Lecha is referencing or referring to Avodah Zarah. It has two Parshio, one Parsha Avodah Zarah, the Rabim of Helem Tzibur, and the other one will be Avodah Zarah, the Yachid. So normally, when it comes to a regular chatat, you bring a chatat, can come from either a kisba or a se'ira. It can come from the goat family, can come from the sheep family, female. That's what you can bring for a chatat. Over there, by Avodah Zarah, it's unique in the fact that you cannot. You can only bring from a se'ira and not a kisba. That it's a defined korban chatat, you must bring a se'ira. So Amar Rav Kahana, Anan, Chilek, Lahakel, Kamrinan. When we say that it was differentiated, we meant a differentiation that was the kula. It's Baha'i, Chilek the Achmir. Over here, that differentiation by, or that factor by Avodah Zarah is unique, but it's unique le Chumrah. And we want something that's unique le kula. So, now you say, well, why don't we suggest Eba Yoledet? the chilek, right? Why is your letter unique? Because the assumption is that that you need something you can be mechaper for with the seir bifnim, that you wouldn't need to bring your own personal karban. So if we had to differentiate and say that the karban of Yom Kippurim works for you, and you don't have to expend your own money, and you don't have to bring your own karban, we want something that is letzad kula, not letzad chumra. You go letzad chumra, either we say the korbanot cannot be mechaper at all, or we say bring your own personal karban. So now the Gemara says, what about im yoledet techilek? What's by yoledet? The mighty yoledet b'yoreid. She's also a yoledet, also has the same din of an yoledet b'yoreid. So Amar Rav Oshai, what does he say? It says, by this I am sebifnim, v'chiper l'kodesh mitmo b'nei Yisrael mipishehem l'chol chatotam. L'chol chatotam implies that there was a chet here. V'lo l'chol tumatam. Over here for the yoledet, we're not solving a problem of chet, we're solving a problem of tuma. We mean machshirer to return to the machane shechina. We're allowing her to re-enter right into the machanot to be able to eat kodashim, all these items that are permissible after she brings her korban. Then that has nothing to do with chet. That has to do with tuma.
That would seem to be some of the suggestions.
That's
the reason.
Oh, the Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Damar Yulet Nami Choteti. According to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, also say, wait, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says that she brings a chatat because she is a chotet. Why is she a chotet? Because she, by the time that she's giving birth, she takes a shvua that she will not have any more children. At the pain, she might say things that she regrets afterwards. So that's what you bring the chatat for. So Michael Amemar, according to Rabbi Shimon, now you have it's chilek the kula because it's a klamer and olevi arayed. It is a chatat. It's very good. Rabbi Shimon, the tamei. Wait. Rabbi Shimon doesn't need this whole part of the limud. Why? The baita has a machlokas. The machlokas is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So this is the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon does not need Rabbi Yehuda's limud at all. He learns it mimkomo umuchra, from its plate. You can learn it out from the context, right? The seir apnimi itself, you can learn out that that's the case. And we'll get back again. The Gemara will dissect that part of the Braita. Rabbi Shimon doesn't need it. Before we move on, the question is, what would the karbana naseh bifnim do for a yoledet? What would it have done to help out the yoledet? So Rashi claims over here that it would help out the yoledet, that she would not need a karban at all. Shim avar le yom kippurim, ochelet bekodoshim below karban. She's mechuseret kapara, and she needs to bring a korban to eat in the kodshim, because she's a tful yom aroch. So in order, at the last day, she goes to the mikveh, and then she brings, right, the sun sets on the last day, goes to the mikveh, and then the sun sets, and then she has to bring a korban on the 41st day, or the 81st day, in order to allow her to eat the korbanot. Rashi suggests that the seir bifnim would replace that, and she would not need to bring she would not have to bring her a korban olevi oreid in order to be permitted with kodashim. The Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, suggests over here that we're dealing with the case of a safek yoledet. It's not a yoledet vadai, but a safek yoledet. She's unsure if she, for instance, she miscarried. She's unsure if she miscarried, right? Something that is a vlad, right? That's classified as a vlad, or something that's just a ruach. I mean, that does it already qualify enough to be classified as a birth? Or is it simply discharge, and therefore would not be a subject to a korban? So that's what Rabbeinu Tam says, that because she would be bisafek, and you don't generally bring korbanot bisafek, even though, truthfully, by yoledet, there's a chatat oaf, which can come bisafek. Nevertheless, over here, maybe we wouldn't bring any of the olah, still that she has to bring. In addition to that, we might not bring bisafek. So Rabbeinu Tam wants to suggest that the seir sebifni would help out those women that were in that position of safek, rather than those that had a vadai korban that Rashi suggests would be poter ayudei ha'asayon ha'aseh b'fnim. If you don't hold like Rabbi Shimon, then the chatat is a matir, yeah. Simply, it's machshir her to return to the machaneh to eat in kodeshim. Right, so the truth is that it's not just the word chatat, the word chiper is used by a yoledet as well. The word chiper is also used over there, but Tosla says that by carbon yoledet it's called a chatat. Right, so that's a mechapra umitahara lechol b'kodeshim. So it's not keep kapara in the sense of forgiveness, It's kapara in a sense that it allows her, right, it gives her the opportunity to re-enter. It removes an obstacle to her entering or eating kodoshim. So you'd have to say the melechat ados. So it's really a machshir in the sense that it removes an obstacle, not that it's a coming on a chet of any sort, if you don't hold like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Now, Ema, let's say, what about a mitzora? A mitzora also brings a korban, a levi, right? It's not exactly the same. It doesn't have all the categories. I mean, it has a... It's two possibilities out of the three possibilities that are offered by Karban Olei Riyoy. You actually have three. You have, right, an Ashir, right, you have an Ani, and then you have a Anish Vanim, right, you have those three levels. But Mitzorah, you have at least a Ashir Ve Ani when it comes to the Korban of the Mitzorah. So also over there, it's Chileik Le Hakel. So why don't we say the Mitzorah is included under this? So answer, of course, is Amravoshi Alechol Chatotam V'lechol Lo Lechol Tumatam. The korbanot of the mitzvah are not coming for kapara, they're coming for hakshara, in order to be matir, the individual, from their, or freedom of their tumah, to remove their tumah, to allow them to return to the machaneh. Ah, well, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeini, according to Rav Shmuel Naimi, he says, Gmar Nerchin, Damar al Shivat Varim and Yigaim Baim. The Daim come for seven sins, or seven chataim that cause Nigaim to bite, come about. Ma'ikal Meimar. What are you going to say then? Because then the chatat is coming to be mechaper, and the mitzara needs a kapara. This is an amazing line. Hotam nigeha de'echaper le v'karban lishteruye b'kal. The kapara is done ayidei the nigaim. The punishment is not the, or the removal of the sin does not happen through the korban. That happens through the nigaim. That's the punishment. But dad yeshev michutz l'machaneh is the punishment. The nega itself is the punishment. The korbanot at the end are simply an ability or a matir or a machshir to allow him to return to the machaneh, back into the kahal. He was sitting mechutz l'machaneh, now he's allowed to enter the machaneh. That's what the korbanot are for. But for he himself, for the kapara, he received that by having the nigaim themselves. Ve'ema nazir tamei, dechilei. A nazir tamei is mechulak, not in the sense that he has an olevi or aid, but in the sense that he brings ofot as part of his korban. He brings two ofot plus an asham. Right? It's an asham nazir, and then there's two ofot, one's a chatat, one's an olah. So over there, since he does not bring what we call a chatat kavua, in that sense, he brings the birds instead. Maybe there's a kula by the nazir tamei. Right? The maiti torim ubnei yona, to fill in for the chatat and the olah. So Moshaya l'chol chatotam, v'lo l'chol tumatam. Again, by nazir, we're talking about something that allows him to restart his count of the nazir. Right? Yamim erishonim yuplu. Right? And then he begins the second count. The second count only begins, or can only start working once he's been mitaher himself, and that's through the korban. He has to bring these korbanot. So again, it's a matir, a machshir. It's something that allows him to continue with his nazir of tahara, but it's not something that's mechaper on the nazir. So, what do we know about that? That's not necessarily true. Or Rav Elazar HaKapar, famous line, right? The Nazir, Damar, Nazir, Nami, Chotehu. That a Nazir is also Chotehu. Why is he a Choteh? Shitzir Atzmo, Minayayin. Right? Because he withheld from himself drinking of the wine. Ma'ik Lameimar. What are you going to say over there? So there, Gemara says, Savala, Ki Rabbi Shimon, no problem. He can hold like Rabbi Shimon, Amar, Mumkomohu Machra. So Rav Elazar HaKapar, who says that, Enoch Nami, that you have a Nazir Tamei that needs Kapara, and because he needs Kapara, and he's bringing a Chatat, that's not a Chatat Kavua, he's bringing an Ofot instead. So there's something that's Nechlak Lekula, number one. Number two is, it's for Kapara. Nevertheless, we're going to say it's not included in Seir Pnim. Why? Because he doesn't hold the Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Shimon. He's going to learn out the reason that Seir Pnim deals with Tumat Mikdash Tashab is from the Limud of Rabbi Shimon, not from the Limud of Rabbi Yehuda. If you do remember that Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, in the Gemara Nazir actually has a machloket in a number of places throughout the Masechta about exactly what Rabbi Elazar HaKapar is referring to. But Rabbi Elazar HaKapar says that a Nazir needs Kapara, right? The word of Chiper, the word Chiper is used by Nazir Tamei, even though both a Nazir Tamei and a Nazir Tahor bring a Chatat. They both bring a Korban Chatat. So when Rabbi Elazar HaKapar says that a Nazir is a Choteh, what is he referring to? Is he referring to a Nazir Tamei, or is he referring to a Nazir Tahor? So the Gemara itself has different versions throughout the Masechet Nazir. In some places it says that it applies only to a Nazir Tamei. Only applies to a Nazir Tamei. Sometimes it says it applies even to a Nazir Tahor. Why does it apply to a Nazir Tahor? But that's because Shitzir Atzmo Minayayin. Because he held himself back from having wine. That itself is considered a choter or chatat. The other opinion who says it only applies to Nazir Tameh is because, fine, had he been just a Nazir Tahor, that would have been fine, even though she'd see Atzmo Minei Yayin. The problem becomes when he becomes Tameh. When he becomes Tameh, then he extends the Nizirut, and because he's extending the Nizirut for two reasons. One is he regrets ever taking the Nizirut. He starts to have, right, regrets about it, because now it's extending way beyond what he considered. And number two is, the Tzir Atzmo Minei Yayin now extends much further. I mean, it's not simply the original Tzir Atzmo Minei Yayin, but now it's extended beyond what would have been the Nazir Tahor's time period, where he would have been Tzir Atzmo Minei Yayin. So therefore, when we say Rav Elazar Kapar here, some say that it applies even to a Nazir Tahor. Some say it even applies, or it only applies to a Nazir Tameh. So when we're speaking over here, right, we have to, probably, we're talking about a Nazir Tameh, which is what the Gemara is speaking about here, and applying Rabbi Elazar Kapar to a Nazir Tameh, which would be according to the Tzad that says that Nazir Tameh is the problem, and that's what Tosfos mentions here. It's the widest line of Tosfos down below. The first line, he says, Yesh Lamar, Kevin Shadiah Tuma Balo, Shetzir Atzmo Minayayin Pam Shniyah. That's why this chatat has kapara over here, because we're not just talking about a Nazir Tahor. If you believe a Nazir Tahor is the one that gets the kapara, then the chatat that's the kapara is the chatat that's brought at the end of his Nazirut, not the chatat that he brings now for the Nazir of Tmeha. So the fact that the Gemara applies Rav Elazar Kapar to the chatat of a Nazir Tameh tells you that they think the problem is a Nazir Tameh and not a Nazir Tahor. So that's, Tosfos over here suggests maybe even if you say Nazir Tahor needs kapara, Nazir Tameh needs double kapara, because he needs the kapara that is Tirat Motzmaim Pam Shniyah, that he needs it twice, right? Or you could say that it doesn't apply to a Nazir Tahor and only applies to a Nazir Tameh. Right. Okay. Oh, no. I mean, that the court Nazirut would be okay according to that opinion. Right. The court, even according to, it sounds, the according to opinion that says Rav Elazar Kapar only applies to Tumah, then Tumah is about the regret. That's really about the regret issue. Tosfos is trying to suggest here that maybe even by Tumah there's a problem aspect of Tzir Atzmo Minei Yayin that also applies over here. Tosfos in Nazir says it's because he regrets having taken the Nazirut, and that's why he has to bring a Chatat. And according to the Chachamim, again, that you asked this, Josh, before, what does the word Chatat mean in this context? The Chachamim would disagree with Elazar Kapar, who say that he also brings a Chatat. So how do you explain the word Chatat over here? So Tosfos gives a suggestion. It says, by the Karban of Nazir Tameh, Mashir Chatal HaNefesh. So what does it mean, chatat nefesh? Havei l'rabbanan lashon chisaron. The word chatat can also mean, not only does chatat mean to be for a sin or misguided, it also can mean a lashon of chisaron, losing out. Right, so here, it said, me'asher chatal nefesh is because he lost out. Right, so the chatat here is not being used in the context of choteh, but rather, right, lachti et ha-machtara, to miss the guy, but chisaron, that he lost out. I mean, that there's a chisaron here because he has to redo his count. And that's what the chatat is forced to restart the count from the lost count. So the word chatat, then you could say, suggest a similar thing by a yoledet, and you can suggest a similar thing by a mitzorah, if you want, that the word chatat, or the chatat that is brought there, is a lashon of chisaron, rather than a lashon of lachti et ha-machtara, to miss the guide or miss the mark, in terms of being a choteh. Right now, the Gemara says, the next line in the Braita, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So explain Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, I had a hav mino, it could have been shfichut tamim, avodah zara, gilui rayot. Along comes the pasuk, it says, mi tumot. So mi tumot means only a chilek, right, of the tumot. That chilek has got to be, number one, the hakel, and number two, it's got to be with kapara. So those things narrow us down to tumat mikdash ukdashav. And now, what about Rabbi Shimon's opinion? Amar, Rabbi Shimon Omer Mimkomo Umukhra. You can learn it out from the pasuk itself by Sira Nesibifnim, Ari Omer. V'chiper ala kodesh mitumot ben Israel. What does that mean, tumot? So what is it over here? It says tumot. The tumot are tumoto shel kodesh. Because it says, V'chiper ala kodesh mitumot. It's tumah that's related to kodesh. What's the tumah that's related to kodesh? That's, right, that's got to be, right, mikdash ukdashav. The Gemara says, you know what? Shapir kamar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon has a good point. I mean, why did Rabbi Yehuda not accept the position of Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon's pretty solid point here. It says, he parallel kodesh, mi tumot. Take care of the kodesh from tumot. That's not necessarily why. Why is not the
pasuk? Parallel kodesh, mi tumot. It's not mi tumot shel kodesh. Parallel kodesh, mi tumot,
bnei Yisrael. Mazeh kodesh then. mechaper lakodesh then? I think it is the pshat in the pasuk, because otherwise, why is he mechaper lakodesh? He's being mechaper lakodesh because of tumot ben Israel that are in the kodesh. Otherwise, what's the kodesh that he's being mechaper on? Otherwise, how do you explain the pasuk mechaper lakodesh? Why does the kodesh need kapara? Elim kein, it's tumot ben Israel that affect kodesh. So that it is the pshat the pasuk, and Rabbi Shimon comes along. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon has a great point here. Rabbi Shimon's position seems to be really so good that why we want to understand now why Rabbi Yehuda didn't accept it. Shapir kama Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda amar lecha, how mi baileg echeid aved lifnai velifnim, achanavid beichal. That comes to teach us that the matanot of dam that happened with the Seir and Aseh bifnim apply, not only do you do them in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, but you also do them outside the Parochet, in the Heichal, that you also do the Dam there, and on the Mizbeach HaZav. So what about Rabbi Shimon? How does Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says, how Michein Yaseh? Right, because that says v'chein yaseh lo'ol moed. It's explicit in the pasuk v'chein yaseh lo'ol moed. That's what you do in the ol moed. So, what do you mean do you in the ol moed? Just like you did it lefayim niftim, v'chein yaseh lo'ol moed. You do it in the ol moed. So now, Rabbi Yehuda, imayav v'mina netei par v'sair achrine v'navid. I would have thought v'chein yaseh means okay, just like you did lefayim niftim in the kodesh hakodeshim with this par v'sair, v'chein yaseh, do it again. Bring another par v'sair and do this on the parochet. How do I know that the Chen Yaseh refers to the original one? That's v'chaper l'kodesh mitmot b'nei Yisrael. In the Kodesh, you will be mechaper from the Tmot b'nei Yisrael. The Kodesh is where? Kodesh is the Eichal. That's outside the Parochah, not the Kodesh HaKodoshim, which is lifnei HaParochah, lifnei b'lifnim. So based on this, we have what we have. We didn't know where you would bring the Seir b'fnim. We thought, okay, we know that you have to sprinkle the blood all the way in lifnei b'fnim. We know that by the par as well. How do I know that they also have to be sprinkled outside in the Kodesh? So that's what it comes. Chiper la Kodesh. You have to do kapara in the Kodesh. What's a kapara in the Kodesh? In front of the parochet and on the Mizbeach HaZav. And then v'chein yaseh. Well, it says v'chein yaseh the omoleit. Tells you have to do it in the omoleit. Ah, Rabbi Yehuda says v'chein yaseh the omoleit. I would have thought would be bring a different korban to do it, a separate korban. The v'chiper la Kodesh comes to me means the same one that was mechaper lifnayim lifnim is also going to be mechaper here in the Kodesh in the Heichal. Kamash Malan. Rabbi Shimon. What is Rabbi Shimon v'chein yaseh the omoleit? Right. Minei mashmo. Meaning that the pshat apostle because v'chein yaseh the omoleit is not you bring another korban. It means the korban that we're talking about v'chein yaseh the omoleit. You should do the same thing in the Oh, Moed.
Is it, could it be that the, is point here, the deal here is the other Moed? In other words, that the Maisa that's being repeated is only the Maisa that's being done to the other, which is the Hazars and not the Kabbalahs that are being done.
It could be, that's the differentiating. I wouldn't have thought of that. It's possible. Chen Yaseh Be'ol Moed instead of Chazen Le'ol Moed, which would be in cut. It's possible. I thought that the main focus is that there's no, the Chen Yaseh, it doesn't, it just says to do, but doesn't tell you what to do. Right, so the question is, what did you do beforehand? You did two things beforehand. You did Azat Adam, but you also brought a Korban to do the Azat Adam. So when it says V'chein Yaseh, does it mean just repeat the Hazot Adam, or does it mean repeat everything you did beforehand, which is the Korban and the Hazot?
But then what's the meaning of mashma? Where's the mashma?
Oh, because it's the context that it's found in. V'chein Yaseh Lamo Omein means that we just talked about the Matanot Damim. Right, shechat etzir chatad shalam ve'viat damo mibeit the parochet v'asad damo kasher asadu dam apar v'zioto ala kaporet lifnei kaporet. You put it, you put the dam in lefnayim lifnim. Then v'chein yaseh. V'chein yaseh is modifying the last thing was mentioned in the previous pasuk, which is the dam that is ben abadim. Do the same thing in the ol moed. Or is it referencing the entire pasuk beforehand, which is v'shechat etzir chatad that you have to also do another seir as well as the dam. So it's just unclear what it's modifying in the previous pasuk. That's the simplest way to read it. I think you might have a good point that le'ol moed versus bi'ol moed might also mean that it would have been, I think, easier to read that it was only referring to the dam if it said bi'ol moed rather than le'ol moed. Right now, Gemara says, Amar Mar, we continue to take apart the Braita. Yachal al tumat kodesh, yei seir ze mechaper. I would think that on all tumot al kodesh that the seir would be mechaper. Tamalomar mipishayem l'chol chatotam. What's Pishayim L'chol Chatotam? My Nehu. What is a Pishayim L'chol Chatotam? Yesh ba Yediyah B'tchila, V'yesh ba Yediyah B'sof. Right, so wait. Pishayim L'chol Chatotam. Let us say that, what is that? The Havamina now is that we would include things that have a Yediyah B'tchila and have a Yediyah B'sof. Because it would call all tumot. All tumot, the kodesh, we could take care of. So what's the other possibility we're going to take care of? We'll take care of something that's yidiyah b'tchila, yidiyah b'sof. Hi, bar karban hu. Wait a minute. Why do I don't need any kapara for that. That is a karban by itself. You have yidiyah b'tchila, yidiyah b'sof. You have a korban chatat here. Right? Or, I'm sorry. You have a karban olevi yored over here. If you have a karban olevi yored, we don't need the seir b'fnim to take care of you. So that why would you even have a havamina? Marzez, di tiyadilei, samach lishkiyata chama. What happens if he remembers a couple minutes before Yom Kippur? A couple minutes before Yom Kippur, he all of a sudden remembers that he had gone into the Mikdash Bitumah, and now he needs to bring a Korban or Levi or Eid. So now what do I think? I would have thought, Salkadach Vamino, I would have thought, Adamaite, until he brings the Korban Chatat that he's, or the Korban or Levi or Eid that he is Chayav, Nitlele, the Korban Asir Nasei Bifnim would protect him. Kamash Malan, that it does not protect him. And since he is Chayav, a full-fledged Korban Olevi Oreid, even though he remembered at a point in time where he could not bring the Korban Olevi Oreid, he does not afford the protection of the Seir HaNaseh Bifnim. Amar Mar.
So that means that since he's not allowed to bring the Korban on Yom Kippur, he can't bring the personal Chatat.
Right, correct. Right, you have to wait until afterwards. The day Motzei Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur comes in, he gets enough Kapara for that out there in Yom Kippur, and
right. Well, he has. It's Tola. He needs the Korban to finish off the Kapara.
It's not
Tola. Yom Kippur could be Tola. I mean, it's that the Korban of Seir Naseh Bifnim would not be Tola. Okay, maybe not even. You're right. Maybe not even Tola. Right, which is pretty amazing that you could go through Yom Kippur and be in the unprotected in that way. But that's in general. All Chiyuvei Korban, you should know that anything you're Chayav a Korban for, even if you go through Yom Kippur and the Seir Mishtaleach is Mechaper al Kol Avonot, Seir Mishtaleach is Mechaper al Kol Avirot, if you're Chayav a Chatat, that doesn't potter you from bringing the Chatat after Yom HaKippurim. I mean, that you still require the Chatat, you still require the bringing of a Korban. So I'm not sure, I mean, that it seems, right, the Chiyuv of the Korban still exists. There must be something. Right. Yom Kippur doesn't wipe out the need for the Korban. Now, it might help, I'm saying again in terms, Yom Kippur itself might afford protection. It's not just not the Seir and the Seir Bifnim doesn't afford the protection, but it affords you some form of protection, even though technically it only could be Toleh, it can only protect you for a certain amount of time, like the Seir Mishtaleach, which protects you until you bring your Korban. You got to bring your Korban. Right, but the Rebbe also doesn't believe that you don't bring the Korban afterwards. You still chayav in the Korban. So all these cases, you have to say that whatever is afforded by Yom Kippur is some sort of protection that allows him to then bring the Korban later on. So when he brings the Korban, he completes the Kapara. All right. Amar Mar, minayin sheyesh ba yediyah b'tchila ve'en ba yediyah b'sof, sheseir zeh toleh. So what do you mean? Minayin. What do you mean, minayin? Mai kakashile. What do you mean? What's the question over here? What else? What are your other opportunities, right? This is the question. You said the chataim have to be dumia pashayim. Ma pashayim to lav b'nei karban. Just like b'mezid, you don't bring a karban. Af chataim nami to lav b'nei karban. So too, you be a chait, that's not a b'nei karban. Ema ma pashayim to lav b'nei karban the odam. If you want to make that type of comparison, let us say that just like a mezid never brings a korban, so too we'll deal with a chatat, someone who's a shogeg that never brings a korban. Who's that? Umay ninu. Ein ba yediyah b'tchila, v'yesh ba yediyah b'sof. Someone never had a yediyah b'tchila, has a yediyah b'sof, that's someone who could never ever bring a korban. Because the requirement for a korban is you need a yediyah b'tchila. So the lack of yediyah b'tchila means that you will never be chayav a korban. So maybe the seir b'fnim should take care of that type of tumah. The problem of tumat kodesh k'toshav that relates to no yediyah b'tchila, yes yediyah b'sof. Because that's like pishayim, a case where you'll never bring a korban for it. There's two possibilities of what, right? It could be a tinok shenishba, according to one possibility. The other possibility is that he never knew he became tameh. He was not aware of ever becoming tameh.
He didn't know he could be a
tameh. Right. Exactly. He wasn't aware of ever becoming tameh. Then only later on he realizes that he was tameh when he came into the mikdash. But he had no knowledge of ever being tameh until after he had already entered the mikdash.
I thought that was so. I thought the idea of the Aveira is...
No, that's only if he knew at one point he was Tameh. He has to forget that he was Tamei. He knew he was Tamei. He forgets being Tamei, enters the Mikdash. In this case, he never knew he was Tamei when he entered in the Mikdash. That means he never had a Yediyah B'Tchilah to forget that he was Tamei to go into the Mikdash. It depends. We had this. It's the Machlok, as we saw before with Rabbi, about what the Yediyah B'Tchilah is. Is Yediyah B'Tchilah Yediyah Rabo, Beit Rabo, or is Yediyah B'Tchilah, literally, you have to know that you were Tamei. Based on what those two are, when you have any Yediyah B'Tchilah, will either be he's a Tinok Shinishba, that's according to Rabbi, that he has to be a Tinok Shinishba, because Yediyah B'Tchilah is knowing, just having learned the Sugya once. That's enough. Not that you have to know you were Tamei. According to those Tanaim that believe you have to actually know you were Tamei, then not knowing you were Tamei in the first place would also be a lack of Yediyah B'Tchilah. Okay? So now, if that's the case, Aval, Yeshba Yediyah B'Tchilah Vein Ba Yediyah B'Sof, Kevin Techim Yediyadele Bar Karbanu, since at some point he will bring a Karban, Emolo Lidle, maybe it shouldn't protect him, the Seir Shin Yeshe Abifim won't protect him. V'chit Eima Ein Ba Yediyah B'Tchilah V'Yeshba Yediyah B'Sof, Seir Anase Bechutz V'Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. Wait a minute. We already have something to take care of Yediyah B'Sof, She'Ein Ba Yediyah B'Tchilah. That's a Seir Anase Bechutz. That's a Seir, right? On Yom HaKippurim, you have three Seirim that are brought. There's a Seir of Hamishtaleach, the Seir Anaseh Bifnim, and the Seir Anaseh B'chutz. The Seir Anaseh B'chutz, let's assume that it is the Seir of the Karban Musaf. It's the Chatat, the Seir Chatat of the Karban Musaf of Yom HaKippurim. So that Seir L'Chatat also takes care of something. And what does that take care of? Well, that takes care of a case of Ein Yediyah B'Tchilah, Yesh Yediyah B'Sof, Seir Anaseh B'chutz, and Yom HaKippurim are Mechaper. So Dach Chazaka Dat Chamina. So what I would have thought? Nepoch. Flip it. The Seir Anaseh Bifnim would take care of Ein La Yediyah B'Tchilah, Yeshiva Yediyah B'Sof, and the Seir Anaseh B'chutz would take care of Yediyah B'Tchilah, Ein La Yediyah B'Sof. So we'll flip around what they take care of. Samakra, the Pasuk says, L'chol Chatotam. Mechlau, Zibnei, Chataot, Ninhu. The answer to our question is, L'chol Chatotam means something that will eventually reach the point of Chatat. What is something that will eventually reach the point of Chatat? Only something that has a Yediyah B'Tchilah. Something that has no Yediyah B'Tchilah can never reach the point of Chatat. So L'chol Chatotam comes to teach us that Seir HaNaseh Bifnim takes care of things that have Yediyah B'Tchilah, Ve'ein Lahem Yediyah B'Sof. The Seir HaNaseh B'chutz takes care of Yediyah B'Sof, She'ein Ba Yediyah B'Tchilah. And now we are back to the original position because the L'chol Chatotam teaches us that. Now the Gemara says, "V'nitchaper kapara gemura." Why doesn't the Seir HaNaseh Bifnim do such a kapara that he'll never have to bring his chatat afterwards? That is the question that we had before, which is, wait, if Yom Kippur comes, right, what am I left with after? I still have to bring the korban afterwards. Well, if I have to bring the korban afterwards, it says to me that the Seir HaNaseh Bifnim is only toleh, not mechaper. Why is it not mechaper kapara gemura? Somebody says, "Iktiv mechatotam k'dekamrat." If it said that mechiper al pishayim mechatotam, that it took care of mechatotam, took care of everything that was their chatat, then you're right. Hashetiv lichol chatotam, hanach ta'atu lichol chatat. Doesn't mean that it takes care of the chatat. It means something that does reach the point of chatat, but does not wipe out your chatat. Only something that will eventually reach chatat will be nitchaper ayidei the Seir HaNaseh Bifnim. If you say that there won't be a chatat in the end, meaning that the Seir HaNaseh Bifnim took care of it, then it will never reach a chatat. So that the logic is, in that way, will become circular. In that you can't, if the Seir HaNaseh Bifnim is mechaper and you don't have to bring a chatat anymore, then the Seir HaNaseh Bifnim can't be mechaper on that chatat. So it must be that you have to bring your chatat otherwise the Seir HaNaseh Bifnim won't do anything for you. T'chim me'acher she'enu mechaper, lama toleh? Right? If it's not mechaper, why is it toleh? Samar Abzeir Lomar, she mate below Avon. So why? If he in the end has to bring a carbon chatat, and that's what's giving him a chaper, what do I need that Seir HaNaseh Bifnim? He says, well, if he dies in the interim and doesn't bring a carbon chatat, it's a carbon olevi orate, I'm using the term chatat loosely here, but if he doesn't bring the carbon olevi orate, right then, right, he dies without an Avon. Samar Rava, he mate, mita mamreket. Death is the ultimate mechaper. You don't need anything else. Death is done. You don't need to say an esifim. You don't need anything else. Death does the job. What does it mean? Toleh means to protect him in the interim from some sort of yisurim, some sort of punishment. It's a shield from being punished in the interim until he completes the full kapara, where he'll be forgiven, and therefore he won't have to be punished anymore. But in the interim, he's at risk. And while he's at risk, we want to protect him. That's what the toleh is, that it affords you a shield or protection in the interim from the yisurim. But the Rav and Allah Tshuva discusses, Tshuva has two forms or two aspects that they deal with the chet. Tshuva is both michaper and mitaher. Right? Michaper comes from the word kapara. Kapara is something that is to wipe away or to protect. I mean, that's something that shields you from the onesh. But there's also the aspect of tahara, the aspect of cleansing oneself from the effects of the actual sin. So again, the karban in both cases here are mechaper. The karban chatat is mechaper, but so is the seder sifnim. But if you say toleh means simply, toleh cannot be mitaher. It's clear that when you have a seder sifnim, all it can do for you is be kapara. It can be a shield against the isurim, against the onesh. What it cannot bring you to is the point of tahara. What you can have is once you bring your korban, then you can reach the point of both kapara, and if you do tshuva, you can reach also a point of tahara. So I would say that you could differentiate in that way, that the point of tahara can never be reached, right, along with the things like the seyar seyar b'fim that are toleh. Things that are toleh only afford a shield or protection from the onesh. They don't deal with the core tuma and problem of the avera. The tshuva is what undermines or underdoes the actual avera and allows you to reach a point of tahara. So that kapara is something that's the finality or the finality of the kapara that comes with the oleh v'yored is something that can bring you to the point of tahara. I'm sorry?
What are the
yisurim? The yisurim, but if you don't, what I'm saying, what happens if you don't? That's kapara. That's protect you from punishment. That's the onesh. The yisurim are part of the onesh. So the kapara is a shield against the onesh. So I'm protected from the onesh. That's what the seyar b'nesvi it protects me from the onesh. Doesn't allow me to clear my slate. Doesn't allow me to remove the avera, which is a necessary prerequisite for tahara, is that you remove the chet. That can only be done with kapara gmura, and then the tahara that comes through the tshuva, right, of the afterwards. Ein ba yediyah b'tchila, v'yesh ba yediyah b'sof. He has no yediyah in the beginning, yesh yediyah b'sof, se'ir naseh b'chutz, v'yom akimim mechaper. Michtei, itkushei, itkush ladadei. There's a hekesh between the two seirim, the seir naseh b'fni and the seir naseh b'chutz. V'nechaper p'nimi adidev adechitzon. Since we have such a hekesh, let us say that seir naseh b'fnim does two things. It does its own kapara, which is when you have yediyah b'tchila, v'ein ba yediyah b'sof. But not only does it take care of that, it also does the kapara of the seir naseh b'chutz, which is ein ba yediyah b'tchila, v'yesh ba yediyah b'sof. It should handle both of those items. V'nafkamina, what does it matter? Seir naseh, they're both done on Yom Kippur. Why do I care if the Seir Naseh B'fim handles the Seir Naseh B'chutz? Says, because, Nafkamina Leichet Zulav B'tchitzon. Case where they don't have enough Seirim. They only have one Seir. And you have one Seir, what are you going to do? You're going to do the Seir Naseh B'fim, not the Seir Naseh B'chutz. So if you only do the Seir Naseh B'fim, does that help me out? When I don't have Yediyah B'tchila and I do have Yediyah B'sof, is it going to protect me or not protect me? Because there's no Seir Naseh B'chitzon. It's interesting, you know, Tosfos mentions about the fact that you would opt, and Rashi also argued, you'd opt to do, if you had one seir, you'd opt to do the seir naseh b'fim, not seir naseh b'chutz. But pointed out, the Rekiv Yeager over here points out, wait a minute, if you have one seir, you're not going to be doing the seir naseh b'fim either. Why? The only way you could do the seir naseh b'fim is you need the hagralah. You need a seir mishtalech. You have to have some sort of lottery over the two seirim to enter, to have one of them become the seir naseh b'fim. Then have a seir and nishtaleach. Once you do that, right, then you have two seirim all of a sudden. And now you have two seirim. So the minimum you need is two seirim in order to have the seir naseh b'fnim. But interesting is once you've done the agralah, now you're going to opt to give the seir mishtaleach over the seir naseh b'chitzon, which doesn't make so much sense. You really should do the seir naseh b'chitzon, which is avodat hamikdash, versus seir mishtaleach, which is outside. But now you're trapped because you have to do the hagralah to get the seir naseh b'fnim. So Rekiv Yeager leaves it b'tarchiyon, but it's not so simple that you could have such a case where you'd have one seir and only be the seir naseh b'fnim. Right, Amakra. So the pasuk says, this is the pasuk at the end of Parshat Tetzaveh. After it talks about the Mizbeach HaKtoret, at the end of Parshat Tetzaveh, the last pasuk says, about the Mizbeach, it says, V'chiper Aron al karnotav achat bashana. Midam chata de kippurim achat bashana yichaper alav l'doretechem kodesh kodeshim hu l'ashem. So about the Mizbeach HaZav, it says that you're mechaper on the Mizbeach HaZav achat bashana. So on this, the Gemara Darshan, Amakra achat kapara achat, mechaper, ve'inu mechaper shtei kaparot. So when it says over here, it says, V'chiper Aron al karnotav achat bashana. Now when it's over there, they're saying that the achat is modifying the chiper. Chiper alone, this kapara provided by the seir naseh b'fnim, I mean it only provides one type of kapara. What? Because the kapara that it provides, yediyah b'tchila v'ein ba yediyah b'sof. If it also provided kapara for in yediyah b'tchila and yediyah b'sof, then it would be doing two kaparot. And this is a seir that this seir nesebifim has chat bashana, kapara chat. Does one kapara, not two kaparot. So Gemara says, it only happens once a year. Yes.
So where do we have...
Okay, so I'll show you in a second why, possibly. Rashi tries to explain it. We'll explain it in a second after we see the next limud, and then I'll come back and explain it. So, v'nechaper. So let's do the opposite. V'nechaper chiton adidei. Right, so what are you going to do now? Let's suggest. So the pnimi has to be unique. Kapara. Fine, we took care of that. Let us say that the Seir Nasei B'chutz does two things. It's mechaper on the what the pnim does, plus on itself. Right, so amai David pnimi. So the chaitzan will do its own didei, which is ein ba yidiyah b'tchila yesha b'diyasof, and also the pnimi, it'll have yidiyah b'tchila ve'ein ba yidiyah b'sof. It'll take care of both of them. So nafkamina there. Now what's nafkamina? Now you can't say the nafkamina is that between the two that you don't bring a seir chiton, because here you have to bring the seir pnim to get to the seir chiton. So you brought both karbanot. Why do I care now that the seir chiton takes care of the same thing that the seir pnim takes care of? The tumah dirah ben zelazeh. If there's some sort of tumat mikdash doshav that takes place between the seir naseh bifnim and seir naseh bachutz, it's pretty amazing. Listen, we're talking about Yom Kippurim. You can't eat, so the likelihood of a tumat kodesh on Yom Kippur is pretty remote. But at that, so then you can have tumat mikdash uktashav. So it has to be someone who was tamei and then entered the mikdash between the seir naseh bifnim and the seir naseh bachutz. I mean, that's a very, very narrow case. There could have a possibility. Wait, there are. I'm not saying, it's a possibility. It just seems less likely. Plus, you think about how crowded it is. It's Yom Kippurim. It's not like the Azara is empty and he could just walk in. Right? He showed up late. He's not even there for the morning part of the day. He walks in with Tumah. So now the Gemara says on that, Dirab ben Telezem, Akra Achat Pashana. Kaparazu Lotie El Achat Pashana. This Kapara can only take place once and no other time. Now Rashi claims that it says in the pasuk twice achat b'shana, which it does say. It says v'chiper aron ala karnotav achat b'shana, b'dan chadad kiburim achat b'shana yichaper alav. So Rashi says one time the achat b'shana is telling you once a year, like you said, Shol. One time the achat b'shana says once a year. This kapara only takes place once a year and no other time. The other achat b'shana, well, we already know it's once a year. Why do I need achat b'shana again? So Rashi says that's being modified by v'chiper aron al karnotav achat b'shana. That's coming to modify the kapara. Kapara is achat. It's only one kapara and not two kaparot. So since it says achat b'shana twice, Rashi suggests that one achat b'shana tells you this kapara only happens once and no other time. Nothing else can do that kapara. The other achat b'shana is coming to modify the achat, is modifying the kapara part, which is only one kapara and not two kaparot by this one korban. Also, I think it's the Ri actually disagrees with Rashi and says no. They all learned it out from the first time. It says it's learned out from the different words. The achat tells you one kapara, and achat bishana tells you once a year. So you don't need to actually have it from the twice that it says achat bishana, but one time it says achat bishana. Each word teaches the achat teaches you one kapara, not two kaparot. Achat bishana means once a year. Is only once a year is this kapara afforded, and not and no other karban can bring that kapara. Now, just to clarify for this, I didn't suggest this. Tosfos asked almost every single time that the Gemara had a hava mina here. What about this Gemara later on? This Gemara says that they can only be kapara achat and not shtei kaparot. So how can you say all along the Gemara wants to suggest, for instance, the hava mina of Rabbi Yehuda, that the seir naseh bifnim would be for avodah zarah, gibur areot, and shvichut damim? What happened to the problem of kapara achat? I mean, Tosfos knows the Gemara is going to come to that conclusion. They can only do one kapara. How come the Gemara has all these havaminas, mitzora, right, and nazir, tamei, and yoledet? All these times, it keeps saying it.
Tosfos also asks about things like gilui ariot, avodah zarah, and shvichut damim, that we specifically come up with cases where they don't end up in karbanot. But we just said before that you needed to end up in a karban. So what Tosfos asks answers in all these cases is that it's not solely that you be chayav for these, but in addition to kodesh and kodoshav, that it be tumat kodesh and kodoshav will be in addition to these items.
Because it says the chol pishotem, the chol chatotam, something that must reach a chatat in the end. So in the end, if you don't reach a chatat, then it can't be nitchaper by seir naseh bifnim. So Tosfos says anytime we enter the category that will not end up in a chatat, because when we suggest over here that it's going to be shvichut damim, gilui and avodah zarah, it doesn't mean just them. It means them and kodesh and kedashav. Now, if you're going to do kodesh and kedashav and this other item, then you have two kaparot. So the answer, he says, is, well, it's only classified as two karbanot when you are a bar karban otherwise. If you were chayav a korban, and the sayir naseh b'fnim gives you kapara, then that's kapara. If you would not have otherwise brought a karban, and then the sayir b'fnim takes care of you, that's not called, right, a kapara, in the sense of one kapara, not shtei kaparot. Because shtei kaparot means that there's a kapara somewhere else. Take away a kapara from another korban that otherwise would have provided the kapara, and now is put on here. So the only thing we're makpid on in the sayir naseh b'fnim is that it shouldn't function in place of two other karban, I mean itself, plus another karban, it shouldn't function in place of them. But if there is no karban, for instance, the examples we gave by Gilui Ariyot, Shvichut Damim, and Avodah Zarah, was cases where you would not be chayav a karban, or cases where you're not chayav galut, Meizid Velo Atra, or, right, Shogeg, where there is no chatat, and those are the cases where you would include them. So in those cases, they're not the bar karban. And then Tosfos has to deal, based on his thesis, he has to deal with, what about Yoledet? And what about Mitzorah, where they are a bar karban in the end? But since they're not a bar karban kapara, that's not classified as shtei kaparot. So see, even though in the end that they're not a bar kapara, and even according to those that say, for instance, according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that suggests by the Yoledet, that is, she is a chote, and it wants to be a chatat, and we want the karban to be mechaper, nevertheless, he says, karmel nam yikre chatat, yosho debay sheba ala chatat dumia dipshayim. That those types of chataot are different. The chataot of, for instance, Yoledet, is not something that is, it's not brought like pshayim. It's not like the din of pshayim. It's not like that there has a mezid and there's a shogeg here, and you're chayav for the shogeg by the idiot. It's something that's unique to Yoledet. It has nothing to do with mezid and shogeg. And since it's not that case, maybe we could exclude it, or maybe it would not be classified as a double kapara over here. So Tosfos again is working through the whole sugya. I didn't bring it up because you have to know this limud at the end. But Tosfos always is asking this question. If you can't have two kaparot, what's the Gemara thinking at this point in time? If you go back, when you're chazering, you can see that Tosfos asks this question in all these cases. Okay, we'll stop over here.